You are living in a world you never thought you'd be given the privilege to live in. Living in the world where you were allowed to do the things your own way, allowed to be who you want to be. And then everything around you is lost, broken, gone forever. What options do you have then? To either live or die. In the book, If I Stay by Gail Forman, the main character is Mia, a spirited, pretty young high school girl who loves to play the cello, loves to laugh along with her brother, loves sharing secrets with her best friend, and loves hanging out with her boyfriend. She is a life lover. In this story, she faces obstacles with no right answers. All paths seem to be ultimately the wrong choice to make, and it's up to her to choose which road to take. First passage. Gramps turned to Gran and asked, "Do you think she decides?" "Decides what?" Gramps looked uncomfortable. He shuffled his feet. "You know, decides." "What are you talking about?" Gran sounded exasperated and tender at the same time. "I don't know what I'm talking about. You're the one who believes in all the angels." "What does that have to do with Mia?" she asked. "If they're gone now, but still here, like you believe, what if they want her to join them?" "It doesn't work like that," Gran snapped. "And while I'm contemplating this, I think about what the nurse said. She's running the show. And now I understand everything Gram said. It's about if I stay, if I live. It's up to me." Eventually, everyone dies. It's part of the package that comes with living in the first place. But how fair is it if you only live to be a young adult, never mind a 7-year-old boy? That's the thing. It isn't fair. When Mia and her family are out for a morning drive like any ordinary family, there is a terrible accident, one that just happened for no reason, and everyone was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it leaves nothing but a broken family. Second passage. The car is eviscerated. The impact of a 4-ton pickup truck going 60 miles an hour, plowing straight into the passenger side, had the force of an atom bomb. It tore off the doors, sent the front side passenger seat through the driver's side window. It flipped the chassis, bouncing it across the road, and ripped the engine apart as if it were no stronger than a spiderweb. It tossed wheels and hubcaps deep in the forest. It ignited big bits of the gas tank, so now tiny flames lap up at the wet road. And then it isn't long after that the sirens come. What would it be like to choose? What would it be like to lose? Mia showed that you will never know until it's the end. And that's what I loved about this book. Although most stories stick to one thing and elaborate towards the end, here, it never gave away the ending and made you make predictions and wonder more about what was going to happen. If anyone out there is in need for a suspenseful novel, this one won't disappoint you. Just never stop reading until you finish, just as an author never stops writing.